Okay, so we had been discussing the different interpretations of his halech lefanai ve'ye tamim. So Rashi, of course, first quoted Unklus of his halech lefanai is palach kadamohi, to serve me, which Rashi so beautifully interpreted to mean he davek bavudasi, not just to perform my avoda, but to cleave to it. Ve'ye tamim, Rashi said, was either a specific reference, of course, to bris milah, that ironically, by taking off part of your body, which would normally make you a balmum, so here just the opposite is the result, that you'll be, you know, more perfect. Or ve'ye tamim shalem, Unklus uses that term as well, but Rashi says specifically shalem benisyonosai, in all of my challenges. And as we know, this was indeed a very significant challenge. The Ramban, as you just saw, defines his halech lefanai ve'ye tamim as a separate mitzvah, completely different interpretation. And in broad strokes, we'll read it inside just a moment, what it has to do with is the very notion of kel shakai, to believe that God is dai be'elahusi l'chol birya, as Rashi said. As Radak said, he is the kol yachol, he is capable of anything. And the Radak meant it in the context of Avram being able to have a child, because after all, he was old and Sarah was old, and he had just had a bris milah, which should have, you know, worked against the idea of pruvu. But the Ramban doesn't mean it in any specific sense, but the Ramban means it in a general sense, that one shouldn't believe that the mazalos, the Ramban believed that the world was run by God through mazalos, through constellations, that the mazalos, A, have any impact on the Jewish people, Ein mazal Yisrael, or as he quotes, Sei mi'itzdagnino shalcha, you have to leave your astrology behind. And with respect to particular individuals, as we'll read inside in just a moment, even if particular individuals can be subject to the mazalos, which is basically the Ramban's way of saying derech hateva, that God will run the world, you know, through the laws of nature, the truth is that certain individuals, as we'll see, are exempt from that and merit direct divine hashgacha. When we see the parallel Ramban and Vayera, we'll appreciate this even more, but that certain individuals, by virtue of their actions, are indeed ro'oi and zocha to direct hashgacha. So the Ramban says, ve'yetamim. Mitzvah acharis od binyan hazeh, Kitam, as the Pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim in Sefer Dvarim, Tamim Tihiyah Im Hashem Elokecha. Right. So what does that mean? Acharei Azharas Hashem, after God warned, and here the Ramban says, not because they're not effective. Very often they can be effective. Rambam, by the way, would disagree, as we'll see tomorrow. Rambam thinks that a Jew has to believe that all these things are foolish. But the Torah said that the Jews, because they have access to Nevi'im, they have more direct access to Hashem, they shouldn't use sorcerers, lo yimatzei b'cha kosem ksamim, me'onein, those who make speculations based on the seasons, minachesh, those who have all kinds of assumptions based on, you know, cats crossing the street, or whatever it is, umechashef, people who engage in sorcery, v'ainin b'shneihem, both here, heyei tamim, as well as there, Tamim tiyabi im Hashem Elokecha, sheyamin bilibo ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu levado hu bal yecholes b'tchila uvasov, that at the beginning of the day and the end of the day, God retains full control over the universe. And God may allow the mazalos, the various constellations, to impact the world. That's only because he allows it. Hu hayachol asos ulevatel. He can do and he can nullify. Lo yishmuel ma'onanim ve'al kosimim olim minachesh u'mechashev. V'lo ya'amin, a person, a Jewish person, cannot believe sheyavo divrayim al kol panim, that they have independent authority. Aval, rather, yigzor bilibo, a person has to come to the internal recognition shehakol biyad elyon ha'elyonim, that God retains the ultimate authority, should he choose to exercise it. Shehu kael, Vishahu Kael Shakai. Right? You see here the Ramban alluding to the fact that Kael Shakai denotes total authority. Ose Tova Shalohayab Mazal Umevi ra'a b'yos ha-mazal to v'yafeh. He can override a mazal that would be favorable. He can override a mazal that would be unfavorable. And then the Ramban says the most important words. Kifi sheyis halech ha'adam lefanav. It all depends on what? Who picked up on this part of the Ramban? Kifi sheyis halech ha'adam lefanav. What does it depend on? Yoni?
How the person acts towards
him. Exactly. It's all reciprocal. Quid pro quo. His halech lefanai veheye tamim. That if you totally commit yourself, Avram, to my service, as symbolized by the Bris Milah, that you see yourself as totally committed, so then in that case, and only in that case, right, then you'll merit veheye tamim, the idea that Hashem will insert himself very directly into your life. We'll see that confirmed by a passage in the Ramban in Parshas Vayera, again, ki yida'ativ. We'll get there in just a moment. Kifi sheyishalecha adam lefanav, in accordance, in direct proportion, dependent on the extent to which a person commits himself to Hashem, Hashem will reciprocally commit himself to that person. And not just leave that person to the fates of the mazalos. Mefer osos badim bekosimim yeholal. At that point, God would nullify whatever was decreed for the person on the basis of the mazalos. Vizehu sha'amru, and this is what was stated in the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, say mitzdak nino shalcha, Avram, leave your astrology behind. Now, as I told you guys, this is precisely the Ramban l'shitaso in Parshas Vayera, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yudtes. Ki yida'ativ. Now the context here is that as Sodom is about to be annihilated, eradicated, Hashem refuses to conceal from Avraham that which he is about to do. Ha'mechaseh ani me'Avraham asher ani oseh ki yida'ativ. Now the pasuk itself can be interpreted, I know that Avram, you know, will teach all those who come after him, lasos tzedakah u'mishpat. The pasuk could be interpreted as it is by Rashi, if you take a look here, again, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yates, ki yedativ, lashon chiba, that I have a special affection for Avram. Rashi associates this with the Targum Unklus, arei yedatine. Okay, that he had a special affection for Avram, so he wasn't going to hide anything from him. But the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says, ki yedativ doesn't necessarily reflect only Hashem's affection for Avram, the chiba. And it doesn't mean that I know that Avraham, you know, will teach his children and his household the right values in the future, which he certainly will. But the Ramban says here, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yates, V'hanachon be'enai, this is the part that you saw, kihi yediabo mamish, that I know Avraham in a different way than I know the rest of the world. Yirmoz, ki yedias Hashem sheyeshka chaso ba'olam, Hashafel, God has perfect knowledge of the world below. He knows what it is that all of what, you know, he knows all that which we do. However, he lishmor haklalim, v'gam b'nei ha'adam munachim bo lemikrim. Meaning, some of you have heard the expression hashgacha pratis, where God is involved in a very specific way in people's lives. But most people, the Ramban says, do not merit hashgacha pratis, only hashgacha klalis. God knows everything, but he's not going to bend the laws of nature, or to use the Ramban's parlance, he will not override the mazalos, Rabban, just on behalf of any person. On the contrary, the nature will take its course, which for the Ramban means that the mazalos will, you know, dictate the path. Now, when it comes to the Jewish people, it's a little different, because Ramban believed that the Jewish nation as a whole always merited direct divine contact within the land of Israel. That's a very important piece for the Ramban. Definitely within the land of Israel, maybe not outside the land of Israel. But as far as individual Jewish people are concerned, what did we say before? On what does it depend on, Ezra?
On what you give.
On what you give to the relationship. It's not heye tamim willy-nilly, but it's his halech lefanai veheye tamim. So the Ramban now says, Aval bechasidav, those who take most seriously the message of hishaleich lefanai, those who are most invested in their relationship with Hashem, yasum elav libo, ladas oso bifrat. God will know them as individuals. What does that mean? God doesn't know everybody else as individuals? Of course not. So the Ramban explains what it means. Lios shmiraso dveka bo tamid. Meaning, God knows what's going on with everybody, but what does it mean, ki yedativ? What is the value of hashkacha pratit? That God will involved, and what particular word does the Ramban use? Which is relevant to the destruction of Sodom. Rabban, which particular word does the Ramban use? That hashkacha pratis really means lios shmiraso dveka bo tamid. That God will give and afford special protection to that person, exactly like he said, Yisalech levanai ve'yei tamim, that you're not going to be subject to the whims of the mazalos, but I'm going to alter nature on your behalf. You will be able, let's say, to have a child at 100. I would be willing to miraculously save people, relatives of yours, from Sodom. Right? I'm going to insert myself directly into your particular narrative. So it's not that God knows more about this person, but it's that God is more willing to intervene in the context of this person. So the reality of hashkacha pratis for an individual is actually directly contingent Yehuda upon that individual. How that person will or will not choose to conduct himself or herself. Well, that's a very important point. So Avram was being given this equation in Parshas Lech Lecha, and by Parshas Vayera we see that it's actually come to fruition. Because ki yedativ, my hashgacha over Avram is not the standard hashgacha to which the average person merits. It has to do with Avram's investment in the relationship. And remarkably, it's all, you know, hinging on bris milah. His haleich lefanai veheyei tamim. If you're willing to cleave to my avoda, if I could borrow the expression of Rashi, hidavek b'avodasi, then God says, in effect, I am willing to cleave to you. And so I just wanted to make a tentative suggestion here, then Natan, I'll go straight over to you. So I thought it's really interesting that of all mitzvos, it's attached to bris milah. But anybody want to make a suggestion as to why bris milah might be the perfect mitzvah in terms of entitling a person? Obviously, it has to be consistent with the rest of your persona, but in terms of giving a person an entitlement to a special degree of divine attention. We said divine attention, and Ezra rightly said, is contingent upon what we're willing to put into the relationship. So why would bris milah, of all mitzvos, really entitle Avraham to, you know, perpetual divine hashgacha? Okay, well, certainly it involves Mesiris Nefesh and sacrifice, but what might we say about it that's different than other mitzvos?
Maybe like it overcame the mazalos and
a Yair?
You can't go back after that, like it's...
It's literally on your body. You're carrying it around with you. Could there be more dveikus? He davek bavodasi. You can't have more dveikus than something which is literally attached to your very person. Right? That makes sense? So that would appear to be the idea which is animating this very, very important passage in the Ramban. Avram was given the offer in Parshas Lech Lecha. He follows through with bris milah, and all of a sudden, ki yedativ, he is in fact entitled to this special kind of hashgacha. But if again, the Ramban's idea is it all depends on how invested a person is, how much God is on this person's mind. So having this attachment, this physical attachment, literally brand yourself, you know, with the oath that Hashem gave us. So I can't think of a more direct and visceral attachment to God, which will then be reciprocated in terms of ki yida'ativ and the idea of Hashem's willingness, who kol yachol, the kel shakai, in his capacity to override, you know, any of what otherwise would be dictated by the laws of nature. And again, for the Ramban, the laws of nature, what we really mean is the are the mazalos, which he thinks Hashem set up, basically as a filter through which God would run the world, especially for the nations of the world. The Jewish people in the land of Israel are never subject to mazalos. Individual Jewish people, there for the Ramban, it seems to depend on their actions. Netanel, then Eli, then Yaakov.